Infowars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room.
Trump working the McDonald's drive-through window. McDonald's has asked again, can we get proof, evidence? Did Kamala Harris ever work at McDonald's? McDonald's says, no, we cannot confirm. We have no proof. We have no evidence that Kamala Harris ever worked at a McDonald's. By the way, you know, Harris still doesn't really do press conferences or talk much to the press. She was getting off of Air Force Two Monday morning, and somebody was able to get a question in, and she responded, said, hey, Kamala, did you ever work at McDonald's? And she turned around and she goes, ha, 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 yes, I did. I don't think you did. Think about it like this. If Kamala Harris did work at McDonald's, considering all the media coverage, and now this is a big story, they would have proved it by now. They would have found a way. They could have got it done. 100%, they could have forced the issue, gotten the proof, and presented it to the people. She never did. I think it's pretty clear at this point. She never worked at McDonald's. She lied about it. She just completely lied about it. Trump heading to Austin, Texas to do Joe Rogan podcast this Friday. Harris will also be in Houston same day. You think Harris would do 3 hours with Joe Rogan? No. Of course not. That'll be huge. And even Mark Cuban, who's been a surrogate for Kamala Harris, even he's starting to read the tea leaves, and he's saying, well, you know, if Trump did win, I'd be willing to work with Trump. Oh! Now he's doing TV interviews saying, I'd work with Trump. Wow. Kamala Harris surrogate Mark Cuban tells CNBC he'd work with the Trump administration. How about that? You know what? Now he's country over party. Now he says he's America first. Now he says he'd work with Trump. I would say at this point, Mark, you've spoiled the milk. I would say at this point, Mark, you've crapped the bed. And I would say you're out. Maybe if you weren't so pathetic and anti-Trump in recent memory, then maybe you could be back in the picture. You had a relationship with Peter Navarro. You've had a relationship with your former Shark Tank host, Kevin O'Leary, that's been pro-Trump. So you could have gotten back in. You could have gotten back into the picture. Maybe you do want to do good things. You blew it, dude. You blew it. You went way too hard on Trump. You went way too hard for Harris. So you're out. I wouldn't let you back in. I wouldn't let you anywhere near. You should be embarrassed for all your anti-Trump rhetoric the last couple weeks. You should be embarrassed, and you should be publicly rejected for working with Trump again. That's just how I would treat it, though. Maybe Trump's nicer than I am. I don't know. By the way, who looks scared here? The campaign of joy, they say, with Kamala Harris. Who looks scared here in clip 7?
Sick and tired of the negative, dark, divisive, dangerous vision and behavior of people who support Donald Trump. It is time for us to say no. We are not going backwards. We're going forward.
Boy, that's interesting, isn't it? She sounds exactly like a hill bitch. Good aura, good energy. Who looks scared? Who really looks scared? Now, yesterday, we got more on this Musk situation. I mean, they're really coming after him with everything. Yesterday, we showed you, what was it, like a dozen? You guys can pull the graph up if you still got it. It was like a dozen different government agencies are going after Musk and his companies. The same lawyers that go after InfoWars are going after Musk as well. I mean, literally, it's insane. It's like you can't even believe it. It's like the same people trying to destroy us, trying to destroy Musk. You're like, oh my gosh. That's where we're at. So we've also seen the media is prodding the Democrats, like we showed yesterday with Josh Shapiro, and the media saying, hey, you should investigate Musk. You should put him in prison, right? Right? You guys are going to do that, right? Right? And obviously, I'm sure they've already looked at the legal situation with this kind of lottery that Musk is doing right now. And they know there's nothing there, but they want to give something to their audience that's just begging to see Musk in prison like they are with Trump, who is the authoritarian. And so, yeah, you've got this story developing today. Leaked documents from Kamala Harris's advisors reveal plot to kill Musk's Twitter. And these are the foreign advisors that are also canvassing for Kamala Harris. I thought that was illegal, but they can break the law. And so here's the media then prodding Harris to do something about Musk in clip 8.
Hi. So Elon Musk is giving away $1 million a day to voters who sent a petition. Do you have concerns about that in the context of law? You know, this sort of legal framework around elections. And secondly, a Reuters investigation has shown something like 300 cases of political violence already in the run-up to the election. Just address what can be done and what the federal government can do to push back against that.
Well, on the first point, I think people are looking into that. On the second point...
When you say people, do you mean the U.S. government?
I mean, I hear that folks are looking into it just based on the stuff you all are reporting.
Of course, they've already looked into it. Of course, they'd love to arrest him, put him in jail, get him off the campaign. There's nothing there. Oh, they're looking into Elon Musk, all right. Oh, they're going after Elon Musk, all right. They got all the long knives out for Musk. Put the graph back on the screen. I mean, I'll tell you, all the agencies that are going after Musk and his companies. I think it's like 10 different agencies. The Department of Transportation, Justice, Labor, Interior, and Agriculture. The National Labor Relations Board, Equal Employment Opportunity Committee, Environmental Protection Agency, Securities and Exchange Commission, Federal Communications Commission, Federal Trade Commission. Wow. So that's 11 different government departments and agencies going after Musk and his companies. And plus, that doesn't even include the lawsuits that they have going against Musk right now. Oh, yeah, they're going after Musk, all right. Who are the authoritarians again? Who's going to be weaponizing the government against its opposition again? Yeah. How about the IRS? And by the way, we reported on this. If you recall, it was right before I went to prison, actually. The IRS was coming after me, and it was just, you know, it's amazing, the perfect amount. Like, and I've already had to go in the, I've had to go through in these court battles, net worth discovery, and then with the probation, some probation things I'm on, there's some, you know, financial access that the government gets there too. And that's the funny thing, people make all these accusations. Like, you realize that they watch my accounts, they've combed through my accounts, like, so then the IRS, right before I go to prison, says, oh, you owe the IRS this much money. And it's like the exact net worth I have. Oh, yeah. And so Alex Jones came in the studio that day and was like, hey, this is what's going on. And we broke it down and how it's all AI. And that's how they knew the exact number. And that's how they, you know, went and found all this stuff. It's all AI. Well, now you have Congress members, Harriet Hagman, talking about now, it's official, yes, the IRS is using AI to go after American citizens, clip 13.
And what we have learned is that the IRS, in fact, has been using AI to access bank accounts of American citizens without any kind of a search warrant or even without any specific claim that they have committed a crime. So this was something that was discovered by an undercover journalist, and what they found is that the IRS has claimed that they have access to every single person's bank account. This person also indicated that they've been working with the Department of Justice and that they have absolutely no problem whatsoever going after the little guy to make sure that they are paying their taxes. Mm. This is such a blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment that we have, Jim Jordan and I, sent a letter to the IRS demanding that they provide additional information about what they are doing with AI and what they are doing to protect the civil rights of American citizens.
Shut it down. Shut it down. Do you realize how surreal this is? Do you realize how surreal this is? The same people going after Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, building rocket ships, are the same people going after, have gone after InfoWars, go after me now personally. Do you realize how surreal it is? Here's Harriet Hagman saying, yeah, the IRS is using AI to go into your bank accounts and they can target everything. And I'm like, yeah, I got hit with that too. I mean, it's just insane. And that's the level of frustration here. It's like, we know all this is going on. We report on this sometimes years before the rest of the media, before even Congress gets involved. I mean, it's just crazy, man. It's just crazy. All right, I don't want to continue to wax on that situation. It's just, it's truly nuts. Now, meanwhile, this was outside of the Pittsburgh Steelers game, the Sunday night game where there were a bunch of Trump supporters there. Trump was there. It was a whole scene. And then Le'Veon Bell, who's a famous Pittsburgh Steelers running back, retired now.